Welcome to Natural Recovery from the Avoidant Spiritual Path. I'm spending just some time here on podcast helping people who are following along. This podcast is on about 15 or more platforms. I can see that even during the summer months, a certain number of people are still listening, even though summer is low, naturally. And I want to, in preparation for the fall, which you're going to start hearing this more, I want to give you a few podcasts that clear up these things I've been saying. The more you hear this and sit in it, the more it will make sense because it comes from direct experience. I might be not the best at articulating it, but just listen, and I think eventually it'll sink in, but you have to do the work. And that's the repression inquiry. Here we go. I'm going to show you some things here that are kind of cool. Really cool, actually, to me. If you see it this way, you can start to spot everything. The three signs of an avoidant spiritual path. One, there's disconnection. You call it separation. Two, find a mistress, which means, well, find something to alleviate that disconnection and separation. But three, because you don't get to the buried stuff, you have to repeat the whole thing again and again. And that's what makes it an avoidant path that doesn't end. So you've got disconnection, find a mistress, repeat. The three signs there. Now, look at this. Well, when we go to a spiritual path, a healing path, a self-help, anything, go to a TED Talk. You're looking for something. Go to YouTube. Read a book. We are driven by conditioning to stay safe and get love. That's what's unconscious. That's driving us. The buried emotions are right there with that. That's how we stay safe. Keep those emotions buried. That's how we get love and approval. That's driving us as long as we have that in our bodies. So no matter what we do from this disconnection and separation, we're choosing things in order to sabotage those things. But it's unconscious. If you could see it, it wouldn't happen anymore and you could end suffering. But the very fact that it's unconscious, that you don't know that you're there doing something to stay safe and get love, is why it fails. It's in the not seeing of it. Just understand it this much. You have conditioning to stay safe and get love. When you pick up a path that promises, or you think it promises this or that, if it doesn't get to those buried emotions that has that conditioning, you're there to stay safe and get love. Now, obviously some paths or practices are better than others. So if you find one that gets to the buried emotions, well then, it gets a little trickier because you still have to sabotage that to stay safe and get love. But I've seen people almost stay here against their will. I don't keep them here, and Dan doesn't. Nobody does. They stay here because they know that if they leave, they're just going to number three, which is repeat the whole thing. Find another mistress. More seeking. More avoiding. More sabotaging, but not here at KI. So they stick around. I talk to them. They're like, you know, Scott, I would have left a long time ago, but you talk about how we sabotage, and I can see I'm doing it. So I'm sticking around, but I'm not doing the work. I'm just listening to you. I think that's good because at least you've heard something here about the avoidance. I mean, you've heard that if you leave KI, you'll just do the same thing again. That's good. But the question is, when will you make KI something other than another mistress? Because even when we're sitting here listening, KI is a mistress. What I'm talking about here is because we're still seeking safety and getting love if we're not doing the repression inquiry here or something like it. But you know what? It's perfectly fine that people are here and sticking around. And I invite you to stick around because I enjoy talking to you. And I think everybody has an opportunity here when they're ready to take it beyond just listening and maybe beyond avoiding. Well, hopefully beyond that. Now, if you knew that you were picking something to eventually sabotage it, again, you wouldn't do it. But some of the elements that we just don't see when we're in this avoidant spiritual path is that because the very conditioning of stay safe, get love is picking a practice, that practice cannot break through that. Unless the practice or the path or the teaching is directed right to that conditioning. See, because otherwise the conditioning runs it. And often the teachers or helpers or healers, they have repression. And they're doing practices that don't get to the buried emotion. And that's like enabling you. So here's a sabotage coming from your side, and then you have an enabler on that side who's not going to get to the buried emotions that do the sabotage, perhaps. He's going to be a mistress for you. And then therefore, it makes you wonder why everybody's doing it. Why even teachers and healers don't go to the buried emotions? Because they're trying to stay safe and get love. Because once you go there, you cannot stay safe and get love as a healer or teacher or helper. You can't use that function anymore for that. It doesn't work. So if you're still teaching or coaching or helping, you're doing it for more authentic reasons. And then you're not an enabler. And obviously, I don't want to sit here and enable. That's what you hear from me all the time. And what I mean is to enable the suffering. I don't care about addiction. That's the small potatoes kind of enabling. This is the big thing, is to literally be a teacher or helper in the world who doesn't point out or doesn't know where all this avoidance and bypassing is coming from, but we're all getting something out of it. And this is where we have to turn towards the title. Eventually we have to get here, which is, just buying and selling safety. See, that implies money, and we're going to touch on that. But to me, money is not the real currency in spirituality and self-help and all that. The real currency is that we stay safe and get love. Maybe I'm just speaking from personal experience, because some people are perhaps greedy. Although money has always been important for paying my bills, I was getting love and approval with buried anger as a teacher. It was subtle. It wasn't like pomp and circumstance. It wasn't even something I could detect. It was just chronic pain. But when I went into the chronic pain skillfully, I found it. It's right there with the buried anger. Needs that were unmet. Because the fundamental need wasn't met, which means I'd recognized the awareness, but I hadn't embodied that, and that childhood conditioning was still there in the spine. It's innocent, totally. That's why we all get a pass. But at the same time, if we take a sharp look at this, we can end this. You just have to be earnest about it. So here's how we do it. I've given you, on the avoidance guide to authentic spirituality, 2 exercises to start. This will show me that you're ready for the work if you can do this. If you sabotage it, come work with me. Do 1 session or 7 days of mentorship. Look for the link in the description here, and we'll find out why you sabotage this. But if anybody can come work with me. But even if you don't, do these 2 exercises and see that you operate from this conditioning of I have to stay safe and get love. It's very unconscious. And that you have these needs and they're driving things. And then I invited you to see also from the unmet needs list on that episode, that, like, for example, being in a relationship, just like I was with you guys as a teacher, I needed your love and approval, but I never said that. Right? So I never came out and said, okay, so we're going to point to presence, impersonal presence. But personally, I need your love and approval. Just wanted you to know. Because I feel it's important to be authentic as I teach. Nobody does that. Well, I just did. But, you know, I'm pointing to that. So nobody does that. And so everybody suffers by not knowing or not expressing their needs. And when you come to a spiritual path, the needs are to stay safe and get love, so you don't know that they're there. The thing is we always get our needs met. So when we're bypassing or suffering or avoiding or sabotaging, it's our conditioning being successful. We're staying safe and getting love. If you don't understand that, see, then you'll pick the next thing and you'll turn it into a mistress. Remember that a mistress is something that will guarantee that you don't get to the buried emotions. And you'll always leave a mistress behind because they don't get to the buried emotions. But when you find somebody or something, you might think that that's going to be the one. See? Remember the love bomb thing I was telling you? We might love bomb a new path. Like, I love KI, or I love this teacher or this path over here. But then there's the discarding phase for avoidance. You know, just like an avoidant attachment style. Let's lose interest. Like, I don't know about that, or I'm too busy. I think I want to go try this thing over here. And then, you know, the next thing. All innocent, but coming from the same, I have to stay safe and get love. So the people who make a difference for themselves here, stop themselves and start to do that utility journal and work with these buried emotions and make that conscious and stop it by just making it conscious. Because, here we go, needs. What do you do with them? I mean, I've sit with this for a moment. What do you do with them other than make them conscious so that they're just seen as empty and you can embody presence? That's the only sane thing to do. It's the right thing to do because that's freedom. But look at all the other things we do. We ignore them. We might know we have needs, but we just ignore them because it's too painful to express them because we have buried emotions and we might have to express those buried emotions, which we can't do, so we can't express them. We might ignore them. We might just totally be unconscious to them. Like, we don't ignore them because we don't even know they're there. I might need your love, but I don't know it because it's still unconscious. I mean, as a teacher right now, I might need your love. When I go to the body and I check, there's nothing there around that anymore. But how would I know if I'm unconscious to it? That's why we have to have skill. If you're unconscious to it, the needs create suffering because you're unconscious to it. Just like if you were aware of them, but you ignored them, you still have them. If they don't get met, you suffer. If you express them, doesn't mean you don't suffer. The suffering is still there if you have buried emotions, because if you say, I need safety in this relationship, and your partner yells back at you, well, you can't yell at them if you have buried anger. So that creates suffering. Or you can't say anything, perhaps. It's just suffering, so the need can't get met. If we come to spirituality and we pretend that we can just awaken to awareness and like we don't have needs or they all come and go, but they don't because they're buried, then we suffer still. Desires are the same thing. Same way, if we come to spirituality and we pretend like we don't have desires or that they all come and go, they might, but what drives them doesn't. Many of them don't even come and go. The only thing that makes sense around the programming of desires and needs is to make them conscious along with the buried emotions. Trying to get rid of something like that, That's the conditioning trying to get rid of itself, if you will. What you are can allow everything, but you do need skill because your system is designed to make sure you don't do that, so you stay safe and get love. What is the takeaway for this is I spent just these last minutes talking about buying and selling safety in bypass land. Bypass land is just the world, because everybody in the world who has unprocessed emotion is motivated to stay safe, get love, survive as a separate self. So to call the world bypass land is just, if somebody gets triggered on that, don't care really, because that's the whole problem with repression, is like you have to be careful pissing people off. Look at how we're all bypassing. We're living in bypass land. I'm teaching in bypass land. Because, well, until we get to the buried emotions, I was teaching there for 10 years. I feel like I'm still teaching there because that's all everybody really wants, it seems. But I won't charge for it. I'll keep teaching in a way that says, look, at the very side of bypass land is this bottleneck. Bypass land is stay safe, get love. But on the side, there's this bottleneck where you go straight to the buried emotions and you end the suffering when you're ready. But I'll sit out here in the world in bypass land for as long as you want, because I have no energy on needing to fix, change, save, or do anything about your suffering. Because all I did was allow mine. I just had to have skill to do it. I'm in a very small room, so I have to like move some things around to like talk. The reason I'm spending so much time talking about this subject for you guys is because I think that we've really found something. It gives me chills to know that so many people could be helped by this. Even if it feels esoteric, just keep listening. Hopefully some points make sense. Maybe all of it does. But this is the only thing. This is so big that, see, it's really the three signs of an avoidant spiritual or human life. We just happen to be here, and spirituality is all it is. So the next time you... Well, you know, if you're already living in disconnection and separation, there's one. There's the first sign. And you're probably going to try to find something to alleviate that, right? Could be KI, could be something else tomorrow. But I want you to notice if you're picking things that specifically get to buried emotions. I never did. Because the picker was the buried emotions. Okay, so if it's a person, go out on a date, are you going to reveal all your buried emotions? Probably not. If you get on a spiritual path that's a bypass, are you going to go right to the buried emotions? Probably not. Now, therefore, let's just go to the spiritual part. Buying and selling safety then. Because you're going to keep doing it, just like the dating, you know, just like the sabotage of the relationships. It's going to keep happening over here. If it's happening in both places, some people have a stable relationship somewhat, and they're seeking on the side, the mistresses, the paths, the practices. But how would you know if you have a mistress the next time you pick something? How would you know that you're just buying safety? You're seeking it and finding it? How would you know that the person... or the path that you're getting it from is not an enabler of that seeking of safety? How would you know? There's one way to know. Is the path or practice specifically pointing to the fact of getting to buried emotions? If it's not, then it's a mistress. Now, you might think that's kind of stark and then really self-serving, that way you come and do KI. Absolutely. Why would I promote something else? Somebody said that to me one day. When you talk, it's like you want people to do repression inquiry. Yeah, of course. Why else would I be here? See, that's the unconsciousness of people. Because when you're really transparent, you're just transparent. I want your money. That's how I pay my bills, so I don't have to be an attorney and I can do what I like, which is teaching and sharing and coaching and training. And one part of that is I make money. And if I didn't, I couldn't do what I love, which is really coaching, teaching, sharing, and training. That's my life. There's nothing more to it, really. I mean, I've told you everything else, but that's it. And so now we're just back to, do you want to be free? Because I don't make that much money. That can't be one of the core needs, because it's just not there. There's too many people who want to buy safety. I'm telling you, you can't get rich on real freedom, because there's nothing in it for you. You stop buying safety at that point. You start just making the safety mechanism conscious. You end the avoidance. And you don't want that. I didn't either. That's why I kept chronic pain around for 28 years. But when I say you, I don't mean the real you. I just mean the conditioning. That's all it wants. So you, that's listening, is that what you want? Do you want just to seek safety and get love? Because that's the suffering. But are you even equipped to answer the question when you're driven on the need to stay safe and get love? Can I speak to that in you that is really you? That knows that it isn't necessary to suffer to live, even though maybe you've always suffered? I'm telling you the truth when I say that we are buying and selling safety. That the nervous system is seeking safety and getting love and approval, and it tends to spend its money there too. So when Dan and I started talking about repression inquiry, we couldn't offer or sell safety anymore. Well, at least that's what people thought because they were seeking it. They didn't hear it when we talked. But let me say something right now, is that one of the two markers of this work that are a part of this work is that it's safe. It's so safe. Nobody goes to the hospital from doing KI. People go to the hospital from chronic pain and other things because they don't have KI. But nobody does. It's safe. It's the mind that manages safety that would say otherwise. There is no way I would have done it or developed it because when it came to anger, I was a big you-know-what if it wasn't safe. But it's also, it works, and that's the key. And we don't want that at the unconscious level. We just want to stay safe. We don't want it to work. We may say we do at the conscious level. What you really are may say it. Like if they say there's the awareness is what you really are. Yes, but the unconscious drives everything. So even if you say, what I really want is that freedom he's talking about, where the avoidance is just seen through and now I can just be my authentic self. But then tomorrow, you're more likely just to go to another mistress or the same addiction or back to the same YouTube channel that just allows you to sit there and feel safe and okay now. Meanwhile, you've got a volcano under the ground. It's not going to erupt. It already is erupting as all the suffering that you're seeking safety from. You have to really be careful with teachers and healers because we often sort of sell the safety. It's couched within the words that we use. Rest and allow it all. Now see, that doesn't sound like you're going to be allowing rage, does it? Right? If I say it that way, I want you to just be quiet and notice. That's a good meditative voice, but still, I mean, to do it that way, to help people, because you don't want to yell at people when they're meditating. But my God, it's very safe. It's like, now feel that sensation, just let that be as it is. Just notice the space in which it happens and just rest there and be. There are no thoughts, or don't have to worry about your wife at home or anything like that or anything stressful. Just let all that just be. Let it come and go. But see, that's just appealing to the nervous system that seeks safety, even if it's not spoken at the conscious level that that's what we're doing. Which is, of course, that's what we're doing in part, and then we're also pointing to that there is a presence here, so to speak, at the ground of everything that's important to recognize. But if you have repression, the unconscious is driving everything. We want the safety. And then if we can become enlightened, we get the love and approval. The ultimately good, peaceful, non-person or person is to be the enlightened person or the awakened person. What a crock. just a bunch of needs that weren't met. Peace is what sells. For example, to someone who buries anger. And Dan and I, with this work, we can't lead with that. That's what I led with implicitly, was that stillness. See, that's always here for me. But you can't really have that embodied stillness if you just talk about peace all the time. Or lead people to the oasis of safety disguised as peace. And yet, how do you say to people on a spiritual path, unconsciously seeking mostly safety, that we have this modality that frees you from the shackles of that which actually creates your suffering, and instead makes that conditioning conscious that's driving you to seek safety and love? Just make it conscious. I can't promise that that's safe. That's what you're running for. That's what you're running towards. I can't promise what you're running towards. I can only promise that if you do this work the way it was developed, KI is not a mistress. It's not just another thing that you'll use to avoid your buried emotions. If you're interested, you can always start this work, repressiontest.com. That gets you on our newsletter. But I'm putting the link to, just to say, some goodies in the description of each podcast. Please check it out.